Welcome to the Big Ho Pod Show, a talk forum where old school hip hop meets Howard Stern at the Def Comedy Jam, an entertaining and informative podcast discussing everything from pop culture and topics of the day to frivolous fun and nonsense.
The name Big Ho is in no way intended to insult or degrade any one person or people.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here are your hosts of the Big Ho Pod Show, DJ G Clef and DJ Big.
What's up, y'all? It is Big Ho. We back, baby.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a minute, bro. What's up?
I lost you. I didn't know if I was going to get you back, man. I didn't know. I had no clue. For those of you that don't know, my name is G Clef, and that's my boy DJ Biggs.
What up?
And we started Big Ho, like 2012?
Yeah, man. About 2012. Around
that. And then
man.
You got swept off by some female and got married. Got married. On lockdown. Shout out to Tracy. We love you.
I'm glad
that you're back. Yes, you have a little girl, Sierra. Yes. Shout out to her as well. Oh, yeah. But I'm so happy that you're back. I tried to do an episode with my girl Jamie and my boy Vic, and it was cool, but
I heard it.
They're not
it was good.
You.
I heard it.
Oh, and you know, the chemistry we have, it just flows. There's no rehearsal. We just do our thing and it just comes out like magic.
We ain't got money for rehearsal.
So I'm so happy you're back. So
I'm glad to be
Big
here.
Ho, for those of you that do not know, it's a combination of our last names.
Yes.
It's not derogatory toward anybody that wants to be a Big Ho.
But you want
to
be.
More power to you. Just protect yourself. We love everybody. but we're glad that you're back, bro. I'm so glad. It's 2019. It's going to be a good year.
Yes, man. It's going to be a real good year. I'm glad to be back. Sitting in the seat again. Lots of things to say.
Let's give our social medias out because, you know, back in 2012, we were on social media, but now it's like everything.
I didn't have no social media back then.
Well, let them know what's up with the social media.
I didn't have a computer. You know that. Well, you want me to say? Okay, let me see. Oh, Facebook. And let's see. Facebook is DJ Biggs Orlando. That's two G's. B-I-G-G-S. Orlando. That's Facebook. Instagram. I don't know what my Instagram is.
Mike in my hand.
Is it Mike in my hand 2018? That's it.
You gotta change it to 2019. What are you, like Andre 3000?
Well, that's when I got it.
You gotta change it every year.
You know me, I'm behind. So that's when I got it. And then my Twitter is same thing, DJ Biggs Orlando.
Okay. Yes, and my Instagram is G Clef the Realtor. I'm a realtor. So if you're in Central Florida, you want a list. You want to look for a house? I'm the guy to contact. Just email me at gclefproductions@aol. Yes, I still have an AOL. It works. It ain't broke. Don't fix it. Or you can DM me on my Instagram. So that's gclef the realtor. My website is gclefproductions.com for DJ events. Twitter is gclef the realtor as well. And Facebook is gclef, GEECLEF. So that's how you can get in touch with me.
Yes, sir. That's it.
All
right, we did that.
But we got my boy in here right now.
Who's up in here today?
My boy, Kenji. Yes. Now, I know Kenny from high school. Like, okay, what do you call it, bro? New York South, right?
Yeah.
New York. Okay, this is New York South because everybody from New York ends up in Florida.
Right here.
So New York South. So I know Kenny for a long, long time. He used to produce house records back in the day.
Yep.
He's an amazing videographer, photographer. He's done some amazing pictures for me at some of my events. You've done stuff for National Geographic, correct?
Travel Channel.
The Travel Channel.
NGO, wow.
Ooh, we got a Disney celebrity up in the house. Check it out.
Eric Murillo's tour manager.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I like to move it. This is the guy that set all his tour, the whole thing up for him, went to Africa and all that.
That was fun.
My man right here. And
South Africa.
And I ran into you when I was doing radio back, what year was that? 2004.
When I moved.
That's here.
Yeah, I went to lunch at a Philly cheesesteak place. And I walked up to his brother. I hadn't seen him in years. And he had the radio station truck. They were handing out flyers. And I was like, hey, you guys got any flyers? You know, stuff going on. I'm like, yeah, I just moved to the area. He says, I know you. And I'm looking at him like, and I looked at my boy and I said, you do? And he says, yeah, I know your name. And then my boy looked at me, you know, and then we looked back at him and he said, your name's Kenny. You from New York. My dude Vinny was like, well, he knows you.
Yeah, that's you.
That's him.
But I never forget a face, bro. And yeah,
because we hadn't seen each other in like 20. I mean, he says high school, but it wasn't even high school. It was junior.
Junior high school.
Junior, good. Junior, you know, high school. That's going
we
back.
Were like 8th, 9th grade.
Oh,
yeah,
you know. It's going way back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that ain't right to say.
Going way back. So let everybody know what you got going. Like, you have this new thing called New to Orlando. Let everybody know what's up with that.
Yeah, well, I'm the creative director for a new lifestyle and travel guide called newtoorlando.com.
Right on, right on.
N-E-W-T-O, Orlando.com. It's funny, I said it to somebody one day. They said, what's the website again? I said, newtoorlando.com. And I said it so fast, they thought I said noodle Orlando. I was like, nah.
Would you like to noodle Orlando?
We're not a noodle company. It's new too. And it's not just for people who are new to the area, but it's also about things that are new to the area.
Right, right.
And because the area is expanding, because we got so many people moving in, so many people that are here for school or for whatever reason, and these different areas are coming up, there's always something new going on. That you could have been living here for the last 10 years, and there's something new down the block.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the thing about Central Florida. There's always something popping off.
Yeah.
And it's peaceful. It ain't like New York. You got to worry. You know what I mean? Seriously. Okay. Remember when I called you when Mace was DJing, and I said, come out? Okay. So he
at came, Corona.
Right. In the parking lot. Okay. I said, Kenny, come out. Mace is out here DJing. It was a cigar promotion.
Okay.
So he comes out there. And I can't remember the dude's name.
He means Macy, DJ Macy
from De La Soul. So
not that another one that came around.
So I can't remember my man's name, but he's from New York as well. And he knew Macy. He was from Amityville. And I was like, bro, they could never have something like this in New York. You know? An hour go in. Shots fired. You know? Shut it down. I'm glad that we can do that here. I hope the mentality in New York has changed a little bit.
You probably do that in New York now.
I hope so. Yeah, because they revamped everything. They revamped.
The Day Parade? No.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it was funny. Maceo and I worked together at Uncle Ray's Club, which is Eddie Murphy's uncle.
Yeah.
Hempstead Turnpike.
Remember that.
Eddie Murphy bought Uncle Ray a nightclub in the early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s. Right. Like 89, 90. And it was called The Machine. And then it closed down and it reopened as The Mix.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, this is like, we're talking, God, this had to be like 93, you know. So Maceo was a DJ. You know, a couple other DJs, but he came in there, he did a stretch for a while,
right,
you know, as a celebrity DJ. And I had worked for the club, actually bartending and doing promotions. So we worked together for a while up in there.
Okay.
But to what, you know, G was saying about stuff popping off, it was crazy back then. Like, we had, you know, mad riots and fights and stuff that broke out for no reason at all.
You know, the party don't start till they start popping off.
That's it. That's when you know it's good. Well, this party's good.
And it was crazy because one day there was another promoter that decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring Fat Joe to the club.
Oh,
and
that
was cool.
Right, yes.
But woo! Fat Joe came with all the Bronx cats, which was cool. But then there was another co-promoter that decided, I'm going to bring all the Wine Dance cats. And if people know Long Island, Wine Dance is where like Rakim and Biz come from. But it was a real tough area.
Yeah, I can see the recipe forming.
Yeah, it was not good.
Together.
It was definitely bleach and ammonia in the same bucket, you know, and it just popped off. It was one crazy night. So when he's talking about, oh, you know, you can't do this in New York, I know where he's talking about. Maybe now, but
well, we all grown now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, okay, last Friday, my boy Sincere and I went out.
Riots. What are you talking about?
What happened?
I still go to riots.
Where you hang out? Me and Sincere went to this spot. It was the first Friday hip hop spot. And everybody's grown our age, you know, and listening to old school hip hop, you know, like Ghostface Killah, all that stuff. And it's love. Everybody's vibing out. If they were 18 years old, you think that that's how it would be? Because the mentality's not there yet. You know, our mentality's not there when we're 18. Well, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, the frontal lobe ain't developed.
Yeah, exactly. But so let everybody know what's up with New to Orlando. I know we're going off on a tangent.
Oh, well, New to Orlando was an idea that was in the works for a little while, long before it came up. When I first moved to Orlando or Central Florida, I lived out in Volusia County. So when all my friends came out, and this is like, I came down here in 2004, I used to bring everybody down to Pleasure Island where this brother was DJing.
Right, yes.
You know, and sometimes we go to City Walk or something like that. But then it got to a point where I looked around one day and I said, how many great places am I passing going from Deltona to Lake Buena Vista?
Right.
So the concept of, you know, New to Orlando came around a few years later. But then the economy collapsed, the housing market, things were crazy, you know. And then I actually, at that time, had worked. I was in the music business before I came to Florida. I had gotten into real estate and finance, mortgages. And when the economy collapsed, there was nothing else to do in the mortgage business for a while. Yeah, yeah. So I wound up going back into entertainment. And I was down in Miami, you know, went back to school, got a degree in television broadcasting and film production. And through just politicking and networking, I started winding up doing TV shows. Mm. And I wound up working, you know, as a camera operator, you know, among other things, on a number of different programs. And at a certain point, I wound up floating back up here to Central Florida. And that's when the idea of New to Orlando started becoming more of a reality, because around 2013, 2014, you started to notice the economy's bouncing back, things are changing, more people are moving in, other areas are coming up, and it started looking like, okay, maybe this is a good idea. So in 2016, actually, we started the idea, but ironically, the TV stuff was going pretty well, so I was flowing back and forth between Florida and Atlanta. And there was just no way to put this in motion. So what ultimately wound up happening was in 2017, there were some changes, some things came up, and then all of a sudden, it just looked like, okay, you know what? It's time. And then started working on a project, put about a year in development. And then 2018, we brought it out to the public and said, you know, this is who we are, and kind of went around, you know, around the region, kind of letting everybody know who we are and what we're doing. And now we're going full swing.
Yeah, that's a great concept, man. Let me see. So if I'm trying to look for, I want to go out during the weekend, something like that. So and I don't know what to do. Bow, pop on your site, and then I can try and find something.
Yeah, well, New to Orlando is a combination travel guide, a directory, and an events calendar. Mm. Now, some of the things that are going to be, let's say, in the events calendar will be populated by us as the network, but then also the events calendar is open to, you know, our member merchants, other subscribers who may be promoters or sponsors or marketers of other companies. So you'll find a variety of things that will come up in the events calendar. Right, right. But we have it sectioned off by categories of different types of events, things that could be nightlife related, things that could be community related, things that could be free events. And we're working more and more around the region, because even though it says New to Orlando, it's a Central Florida based travel guide. So we're covering everything from east to west and as far up as Daytona coming down towards Lakeland. Mm. Yeah, we're the whole region. Oh, so it's a big undertaking.
All right.
And we're growing and we're spreading out. So as, you know, more and more time goes on, the directory is going to get more and more thick and more and more heavy with stuff to.
Yeah,
to
we got to get in there, Biggs. We got to get up in there.
For real.
Yeah, because I'm going to put my real estate in there. our DJ services and my venue space. So we're definitely going to be talking to Kenny about that.
I got another question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always hungry, so if I want to find a pizza restaurant, can I go and find it on the... Can I find it there?
It ain't New York pizza down here.
Be surprised. I found a couple of nice pizza places.
That's true. That's true.
There's a few in Orlando. There's like Brooklyn Pizza. This one, that one. Oh, I checked out.
Yeah, that's by your way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty accurate. Yeah. Chinese food and pizza. Those are essential food that you need if you're from New York.
And bagels.
And bagels.
And bagels. That's true. Yeah, but that's something about the water, though.
Is it?
Yeah, the water's different up there. That's why the bagels are so good.
There's a bagel spot in Seminole County. I'm not going to give any names right now.
Right.
But there is a bagel spot out there that actually has a process where they harden the water so that it's like New York water.
Cause
everything from New York hard.
Now, that's got to be something wrong with
hard
that.
Hard attitude, right? Hard water.
Or like they say from Compton, right? Hoard.
Hard.
This water is hard. So they get their hard water, and for whatever reason, it makes the bagels better. You know, more crusty on the outside, still soft on the inside, so you get that real New York style.
Oh, yeah, I missed bagel. That. Haven't had one like that in a while, man.
Yeah, next time we do something, man, maybe have to.
I heard some places send the water down here, so they actually have authentic. I don't know about that, man. Who's gonna spend money to get water sent down here?
I know, send a tanker full of water
on the plane.
And you know how much them bagels gotta cost then?
Exactly.
You bring it down here? I can't afford that.
Yeah, because I don't know about driving, you know, 1,000 miles with a truck full of water. I don't necessarily see
for bagels that could go bad if nobody buys them.
Smart. I mean, it may be great for the bagels, but it would actually be better to just make the bagel and then ship the bagels.
That's true.
Then to ship the
water.
You're
absolutely right.
I don't know, but you know what? Hey, maybe somebody's got the hookup. You know,
cool.
But as far as new to Orlando is concerned with finding locations, we're geared more towards trying to have locations in there that are like the hidden gems of certain areas.
The underdogs, as opposed to like the big corporate conglomerate.
Yeah, we're more like a shop local kind of a network, a live local, vacation local, travel local, you know, because... The big guys, the chains and the franchises, you know, they're everywhere.
Right.
You know, but how many times have you driven past, let's say, a shopping center, a little strip mall, and you go in there one day for whatever reason, and you find a certain type of restaurant, and you go in and you say, oh man, the food is great. You know, you talk to the owner, say, how long have you guys been here? I never knew you guys were here. And the guy said, we've been here for 8 years. And you're like, I've lived here for 10. I've been coming to this. I've never known you were here. So we're trying to be that network.
Opening everybody's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things I did when I was doing TV production is I worked on shows on various networks, you know, like Travel and Travel Channel and stuff like that. So, and some of my team members did, you know, Food Network shows and whatnot. So the same things that we did with those shows, we're actually going to be doing in the region with New to Orlando. Showcasing different places and showcasing them in the same style that you would see if you were watching a cable TV show.
Yeah, what's the website for everybody?
NewToOrlando.com.
Yo, it's pretty pristine. You saw it, Biggs.
I did.
It's clean, man. It's clean, streamlined. Yes, this ain't no MySpace throw up, man.
That's it.
You know, sit for real.
You know what the best part of it?
What?
A brother thought of it. What?
Yeah, well,
so stupid.
We try to make sure that we can showcase, you know, what we have to offer in addition to what everybody else has to offer. And it's funny that you say that, but I'm, you know, some people would deviate away from let's say a comment, oh, we don't want to interject any kind of, you know, race or cultural, you know, aspects to anything. But in all honesty, if you look at Central Florida, the beauty of Central Florida right now is actually the cultural diversity that we have out here.
Right.
Melting pot.
From the traditional Floridians or Central Floridians that have been here.
They're,
you know,
they're
the
not here no more. They're dying off. Sorry.
They're still alive.
This is a new day, baby.
Oh, Lord. Starting a revolution already.
From that to, you know, to every other cultural group that's here, you know, there's so much to offer. I mean, they used to call New York the melting pot, right?
Right.
Okay, so you could go walk one direction, you're in Chinatown.
Right.
Walk in another,
Little Italy.
Hey, Little Italy. Little Italy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
you go certain other places, you know, you've got West Indian food, you've got, you know, East Indian food, you got all different types of stuff going on. And we're seeing that here in Central Florida. You know, and there's no reason why we shouldn't showcase that and appreciate
that's
that.
That's right. That's right.
Because when we were kids, it's like one of the great things was, especially living in Long Island, is that you could live on a block and at 6 p.m., everybody's mom or grandma was cooking and you walk past somebody's house, it's like, hey, what's your mama making?
Yeah, you could smell that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, my mom don't make that. What is that? I never had plantains. What's plantains? They fried bananas?
You sound jealous.
You know? So you get, you know, you walk through every neighborhood, you smelling something different. Ooh, that. They got Italian food. Oh, they got Jamaican food. They got Haitian food. Oh, that's
Southside got the chitlins.
What did you say?
The chitlins.
I never ate chitlins in my life.
No, I don't eat chitlins either.
I'm not a chitlin fan.
Ooh. My mom, see, now I will say, okay, all right. See, now you know, my dad's from Panama, right? But my mom was from Alabama. So there were times when I was younger that I would come in the house from playing. And there'd be this.
So that makes you Panabamian?
I'm Panabamian.
You're Panabamian.
There'd be this funky smell up in the house. And my mother was cooking chitlins. She was the only one that ate it. Nobody else would eat it.
Yo, nowadays, with everybody so conscious about health, is that healthy for you? That's intestines,
right?
I
wouldn't think it is, but back in the day,
nah.
We didn't care about that. Remember back then, you used to cook with lard.
Yeah.
And we all know what lard is.
As you get older, your body changes and you have to be conscious as to what you put in your body.
Of course.
I was younger and I still didn't eat that.
Yeah, I didn't.
That just never.
Jamaican household, we never had chitlins.
No, that's a southern thing.
Oh.
That's a southern. That's what I said. That's on my mother's side.
Oh.
It's yeah. Okay.
Is it good? Did you like it?
I didn't taste it.
Oh. So no, she made it for nobody.
I mean, seriously, like, you either have to grow up with it or it has to be.
It grows on you. Want to grow
an
acquired
on. Taste. Yeah. As far as I know, I accidentally tried it once when I was young.
He said they accidentally.
Had it. Yeah, and
it fell in my mouth.
And you know the way they make it, because you know it's the pig intestine. They,
right.
You know they actually clean it out with like a little bit of bleach.
You said that.
Really? Bleach?
Yeah. Yo, I've seen somebody clean with bleach.
Yo, that's deadly. That's,
yeah. I don't know
if you got to clean something with bleach.
You shouldn't be
bypass. No. Thank you.
But it was a Thanksgiving dinner. And you know how they got everything laid out, you know.
Yes.
And this was like in a dish. It wasn't like a big bowl, but it was a dish. And it was like next to the gravy and it was like little strips. So I'm thinking it's strips from the turkey and the gravy.
Oh, there's some giblets.
I went to put that on like on my stuffing or whatever. And I ate it. I was like, what the heck is this? And it's like, oh, those are chitlins.
Those are the Clorox chitlins.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying they cleaning them with a half a cup of bleach, but I'm sure they use like a cap full in the water.
Ooh.
To sanitize. You know, that's, I'm just like, yeah, listen, nasty. If I got to go through all that, that's too much.
Yeah, there's no need for it. Yeah.
Then you got to cook them down in vinegar or something like that.
Yeah,
and then after you do all of that, you got to go get some red hot. Hot sauce.
Oh, to put on top of it.
Everything tastes better with hot
That's
sauce.
True. Yeah, it does. That's it, true.
If that's the case, then you just put hot sauce on something else. Get some tofu and some hot sauce.
Y'all out there listening, if you like chitlins, we ain't hating on you. That's all good.
Yeah, that's your business.
It's all
do what you
good.
Do.
You know, but go to the doctor and get your cholesterol
checked. Get checked every year.
Okay? Yep. If you want to eat that.
Maybe twice a year.
But okay, but on the flip side now, my dad ate some nasty stuff too. Okay? My dad, remember, my dad's from Panama. He used to eat cow tongue. I remember the first time he brought in a cow tongue in the house.
Chinese people eat everything from the animal.
That's nasty.
That's not even a Panamanian thing. I was in New York. People eat beef tongue all the time. You can go to Jewish deli and get beef tongue.
That's kind of nasty.
Yeah,
they slice it up.
Yeah, but you know what?
I bet you see it whole.
I bet you all of us ate some stuff and we didn't know what it was thanks to your local Chinese restaurant.
What you want?
I'm sorry. It is what it is.
I got I got caught like that with calamari, but then I wound up liking calamari. Calamari, I thought it was onion good. Rings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah,
a kid,
yes,
and
yes,
I saw
yes,
it. I was yes, like, these yes, are some chewy some onion chewy rings.
Like, where we get these onions from?
These are, what is it, Valdea? How do you pronounce them?
Vidalia.
Vidalia.
Yeah, Vidalia. That is Vidalia onion. They're a chewy brand Woo. Of onion.
So new to Orlando. Okay. For those of you just checking us out, we are Big Ho, the Big Ho Pod Show. Yo, Biggs, where are we going to put this? Back on iTunes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to get it back on iTunes. We're gonna it'll be on Mixcloud first, though.
Okay. Mixcloud, iTunes. We're going to create a YouTube channel so you can visually see everything, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because everybody and their mother has a podcast.
Well, I guess if they listen to us right now, they on Mixcloud or iTunes right
that
now.
That is true. That is true. Stitcher. We'll try to hit, maybe tune in, all those. We'll see what we can do.
All this new stuff since I've been here.
Yeah, it's a lot of new stuff, man. Technology's crazy.
Yeah. I'm actually using a microphone that works, man.
Yo, Kenji, last time we were here, he brought a mic, a mono mic. We couldn't get it to work. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with this microphone? Everybody
child.
Else mic worked. I looked at the tip. It had one ring. Right. I'm like, you
That's
need two
all
rings.
I couldn't afford. I couldn't afford
two
nothing.
Rings.
You hate money.
So he was talking in the background. He like, you know, I had no microphone, but you could still hear him.
I was spitting gold, too.
That was still funny, though.
Couldn't hear.
And actually, that was the online dating one.
Was that
and one? I think it's on Mixcloud. Yeah, if you follow, if you go to Mixcloud, it's a free platform for DJ mixes and podcasts.
Right.
Just follow DJ G-Clef. It's on there.
It's on there? Okay.
Yeah.
All
Let him know you're Mixcloud, too.
What is my Mixcloud?
You have a Mixcloud account.
Yeah, I do. It's always DJ Biggs Orlando.
Oh,
that's what it is.
DJ,
you see, I'm new to all this social stuff.
DJ
and, you know,
Biggs Orlando.
I'm old school, man. I still got the 8-track in the car.
You got a 74 Cadillac in the back. 8-track.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
With the 8-track in the car.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And no, the tape won't come out. So you got to listen to the same one over and over
I'm just
again.
A love machine. And that's the only one I got in there.
That's wow. funny. So new to Orlando, like you've been working on it last year. You're really putting it out this year. Any business can go in there? Is there a prerequisite or just... It's got to be some legitimate type. You can't just have... I mean...
Well, yeah, yeah. What we... we have a few different categories. Mostly business in the directory. Some of it is community and municipality. And the reason why we did that was primarily because in Orlando, everybody calls everything Orlando. It don't matter.
Right.
And people don't know the difference between Winter Garden, Winter Springs, and Winter Park.
Right, yes.
But they say Orlando.
Right.
So what we wound up doing was breaking down the various areas, especially the most well-known areas, into sections. So that as people are going on the website and checking it out, they can also check out our local areas and get to know, you know, what's in that local area or where that local area is in proximity to where they are. So that way, if you come up with something and it's like, hey, oh, wow, I found a great place to go in Oviedo, you know, it's like, I don't know where Oviedo is, you know. But if it said Orlando, you know, it's like, oh, it's in Orlando. Yeah. But it could be anywhere.
Right.
So
right.
we want you to kind of know where stuff is. As far as locations are concerned, obviously legit businesses. We also have nonprofits in there. The reason why we do that with the nonprofits as well as having listings for them in the directory is because we're also an events network. And there are a lot of nonprofits that are doing events throughout the year. And when you have an event in the event calendar, if you're a business entity listed in the directory, that event can be also linked to your listing in the directory. So if somebody finds you in the events calendar, it'll take them to your directory listing. If they find you in the directory, then at the bottom of their listing, it has a list of all of their upcoming events as well. So we do that because we're very community minded. You know,
nice.
You know, we belong to a few different organizations in Central Florida.
And once again, I just got to say it.
A brother thought of this. Well, I appreciate the love.
Now, Kenny, you've been around music forever. Like I said, you used to produce house records back in the day.
Yeah.
We come from the same area in Long Island, Uniondale, Hempstead area. We know a lot of the same people.
Yep.
We were that whole energy at that time was real bubbly. That was just somebody. I can't remember where I heard this, but I have to take this quote. I didn't create it, but it definitely. You're probably going to agree with me. Bronx created hip hop, but Strong Island perfected it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I
think it was Jesus said that.
And he's from Queens. Biggs is from Queens, And he giving it up to the Strong Island Cats.
It's funny you said that, because right now, you know, I'm working with another friend of mine on a Strong Island documentary.
Right.
Showcasing Long Island's place in the evolution of hip-hop. Now, I don't want to say evolution of hip-hop, because then that's kind of like Netflix. Right. But, you know, just situationally speaking, in hip-hop's transformation from being, you know, a fad thing to a phenomenon mm-hmm. thing, it could not have happened without Long Island. And one of the interviews we did with one of the artists that we were interviewing, they said the same exact thing that you just said.
Oh, really?
Almost verbatim, about, you know, the Bronx and New York City setting it off, but, you know, Long Island took it like a relay race mm-hmm. and ran around the track.
Took that
with
baton
it.
And, took that yeah, baton and ran put with their it. Flavor on that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I got so.
What's the name of the documentary? Do you have a title for it yet or no?
Well, we've got a couple of working title names. I don't want to put them out there just yet.
Okay.
But it is, you know, it is going to be a Strong Island documentary. You know, just covering the golden era of rap. And basically okay. how we got into the golden era and how Strong Island played a role in it.
Name a couple of old school hip hop artists from Long Island. Come on, so everybody.
JVC Force.
Well, we got
Leaders of the New School, of course. Our boys.
Yes.
I mean, you
EPMD.
Got EPMD. Right. You got De La Rakim, Soul. Biz, De La Soul. You got, you know, Granddaddy IU.
Public Enemy.
You got
that's every but that's the whole gamut. Listen to those names.
KMD coming out of Long Beach.
Right.
You know, and then you've got hold on, I'm trying to see if I left anybody out. Like you said, you got Keith Murray,
mm-hmm.
you had
Redman was out. Well, he was from Jersey originally.
Redman was from Jersey, but
he went out to
Death Squad. They brought him out.
Right.
The same way they also brought out Dos Effects.
Right.
So from Brooklyn. Without Long Island, yeah. without EPMD, Eric right. Sermon, and you yeah. would not have right. Redman out. You would not have Dos Effects yeah. out because he brought them out
mm-hmm.
Through that network.
Long
We had there's a group that was you got Original Concept
with Dr. Dre
with yeah. Dr. Dre
mm-hmm. T-Money
T-Money
right.
You have
speaking
artists.
Of them. I think I ran into you at BAU one time. Probably yeah, yeah. I think we ran into each other at BAU.
Yeah.
And Adelphi that, University
radio. You know, and you got so many things that occurred
young black
that
teenagers
time frame. Yeah,
YBT.
And that's who I was actually talking about that
oh, really?
Said that thing about the Bronx. Yeah, it was ATA. People see that in the documentary.
He tried to talk to my sister.
ATA?
I think it was him. One of them used to call the house.
Yeah,
one of the, yeah, yeah. One of YBT.
You intercepted the call.
You sure it wasn't Cameron?
No, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. I would have known it was
I
him.
I think Cameron used to date Charlie Brown's sister at one
oh,
point.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Years. I mean, God, we're talking way back 90s and stuff. But there were so many things that happened that Long Island was involved with that we're going to cover in the documentary. And a lot of people think, okay, you know, a documentary like this, yeah, we know about Bismarcky. Yeah, we know about Rakim. Yeah, we know about Public Enemy. But it's not... The documentary that we're doing is not just covering the fact that we had hot rappers. What we're trying to cover are the dynamics of who was doing what at what time that opened what door so that all of these things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though there was a Rakim, although there was a Biz or, you know, De La and whatnot, there are certain things that transpired that had they not transpired...
Mm-hmm.
None of this would have happened.
It's like a video flow chart.
It would change the whole course of rap history
yes.
had some of these
true.
Pivotal things not happened at the time when they did.
It's so funny you say that because I used to spin on WRHU 88.7. Mm-hmm. I used to do a house show.
Hofstra
Radio.
University,
from
yeah.
from 8 to 10 on Saturday. And it was called The Perfect Beat with Joanne C. And Jeff Foss used to come in after us with Johnny Juice.
Mm-hmm.
And Leaders, they would
Johnny's
answer.
Johnny's in the documentary too.
They would answer the phones, the shout outs, and stuff like that. And I remember I used to work with Joanne's cousin, this little short kid named Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him one of my house tapes. And he gave it to her. And I didn't know. He said, "Yo, my cousin is putting guest DJs on her show. She wants you to make a tape." And I was like, "Who's your cousin?" And he was like, "Joanne C." I said, "Oh, I know her. I listen to it sometimes. Here, why don't you call her?" So I got hooked up with her, and I don't know if you've seen, well, you know the radio station situations, the turntables are like sunken in the console, separate from the big board. There's no mixing capability there. So I was like, Joanne, well, I could bring the 1200s down here. We could do a live mix show. She's like, yeah, let's do it. So I started doing the mix show there right before the hip hop show. So Johnny Juice would come in after me. So that's funny how things happen, how the tape got handed off. You know, like you said, certain things happened and things, you know, formulated from there.
You were black hip hop Davy Crockett.
What?
But I think what makes the Long Island story so compelling is that it was an area nobody expected anything to come from.
Right.
And it was an area that changed the world. And it changed the world in ways people won't even understand until this documentary comes out. I mean, once they see it, they'll be like, I have no idea that they influenced that. I have no idea. I had no idea that these guys were responsible for this and responsible for that. And we're not even talking about things that happened on Long Island or with Long Island artists. We're talking about people in other places that were reaching into Long Island and Long Island reaching out to other things and, you know, to make certain things in rap history occur. You know, and I'm trying to be descriptive, but without giving too much away.
Right, yeah, I understand,
yes. Are you trying to shoot for Netflix or some other outlet?
We were talking about Netflix, but Netflix has a lot going on. If we can get to them, we'll do it. But there are some other names that came up. There's a couple of people in the documentary who are working with us behind the scenes, trying to find the best outlet for this. You know, and a lot of it we did, you know, without a budget. We did a lot of this on love. I mean, like, some of the stuff that we're covering in the documentary can only be covered the way that it's being covered because we lived it. So we saw it firsthand. And you put certain connections together, and it's like nobody's gonna ever be able to tell this particular story because they don't have the mental dynamics from back in the day to even formulate why this is relevant, right, or why that person was relevant, or how these two individuals were able to do this, right, you know. So we went back to friends and people who we grew up with in the industry and said, hey, listen, we wanna tell this story and we wanna show the lineage of how this turned into that and that turned into that, and that's why this exploded into what it became. And they were like, yeah, let's do it.
It only makes sense, right? You know, you're gonna get a lot of viewers on this Strong Island show. Definitely.
I'm ready to watch it.
Remember,
I'd be happy if I get 12 likes.
you'll get about 12 million. But remember back in the day, speaking of like the radio, back in like the college shows, you had to tune in on the dial, like you had to get the antenna perfect. Well, you were out in Queens. You could pick up underground stations.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Oh, you could get them? Okay.
Yeah, because you were closer to the city.
Right.
Yeah. See, we were a little further out. We had to have stronger antennas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's why you had to have like your little brother or cousin holding on to the antenna, put one leg on the windowsill, and wrap his head in aluminum foil.
Nowadays, it's so accessible. Internet. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
But like, we can appreciate that stuff. Kind of like the older people before us. I walked to school 5 miles uphill both ways. You know?
That's why you didn't graduate.
Woo! But we could relate because we had to do certain things. We didn't have computers to DJ with. We had to carry crates of records. We didn't have certain luxuries, you know?
I used to DJ on turntables without pitch control.
Yeah, me too.
Remember that?
You had to
pitch. You had to speed it up with your finger?
Yeah,
and you
had to pinch the spindle in the middle to slow it down.
I had one with a pitch. The other one I didn't have. I couldn't afford it. You know, but you make do with what you have.
That's why. Yeah, man.
Either that or you get on the mic as you're trying to mix two records that ain't making it. Just tell people, imagine how this would sound if I had it on point.
I know DJs like that too.
Just keep dancing. We'll get past it. You won't even remember this 5 minutes from now.
The ship's going down. Woo. So speaking of old school hip hop, like, okay, my favorite group is Tribe. Mm-hmm. Tribe Called Quest. I just put a tribute mix on my Mixcloud. Check it out. What is your favorite group, Biggs?
I
think you, when we spoke to Jimmy, I think you said it was EPMD.
EPMD is one. Eric B.
Okay.
Rakim, you know.
Okay. What about you, Ken?
I don't have a specific favorite group. I don't know. I got things I like from different people.
Right.
But if you're talking, you know, specifically Long Island, I mean, I got a lot of love for my boys, you know, Leaders of the New School.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They were a big group that should have been way bigger than they are.
I agree. Completely.
You know, and there were a lot of outside forces that caused a lot of complications with them as a group,
what?
Which ultimately wound up to, you know, to Busta moving on and doing his own thing. Yeah. But I mean, people got love for Leaders. People had love for Leaders before they even knew who Leaders were. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about Leaders, they came out on In Living Color.
Yeah, I remember that. In Living Color.
It was 91, I think it was. Yes. Something like that, 1991. Yes. They came out on In Living Color. But they didn't even have a record deal at that time. Imagine that. I mean, you're on a major TV show in California, L.A.
And didn't
appearing, and you didn't have a record deal.
They were that hot.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, the person who hooked them up, that got them on that show, as far as I know, and I got to give her a shout out because she doesn't get the respect that she does, she should, in the industry for how many people she helped to put on, was Rosie Perez.
Oh, really?
Rosie Perez liked Leaders, and from what I understand, she spoke to the team out there and said, "Hey, you guys got to get these dudes on the show." Right, so they spent some time in Cali, and they managed to get them on the show. And Rosie's also the person who's responsible for Jennifer Lopez.
So,
our girl from the Boogie Down,
yes,
you know, is out here putting people on. And, you know, I just had to give that as a shout out to Rosie. I haven't met Rosie. I know some of her
Rosie,
people.
Can you put me on too?
Oh, yeah. Please, Rosie.
If you come to Orlando.
I got
you're new to Orlando.
Please, Rosie.
If you move out to Orlando and you're new to Orlando, Rosie. Come check us. We're looking for hosts.
So Tribe is my favorite. On Big Ho, what we do is we talk about old school hip hop, and we like to interview people to help them, you know, promote their product or service. That's what we do. But what is your favorite? If you had to select one Leaders record or one song that you really want to go out with on this show and say, this represents how I feel, this represents me back then, what would that be? What song would that be?
Well, right now we're gonna mix the peanut butter with the chocolate.
Okay.
Like they do. Okay. We're gonna take the Leaders and mix them with Tribe.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Scenario.
Oh,
Scenario original or Scenario remix?
Scenario remix.
Ooh.
Yeah, Scenario.
Here we go,
Here
we go, yo.
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that? Brown.
All right, so we're gonna wrap up this episode of the Big Ho Pod Show.
It's time already.
We can keep going. Ready? We're 45 minutes in.
Oh wow, it went so fast. It's my first one back. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to leave. I just want to stay here.
But yeah, we want you guys to check us out on YouTube once we get that going. Check us out on all of the social networks. G Clef the Realtor on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook. It is G Clef. My website is G-Clef Productions. Just send me a message. If you're in Central Florida and you want to list your house or you're looking for a house, reach out to me. I'll take care of you. I pretty much specialize in listings, but reach out to me. Let's see if we're a good fit.
Yes. Catch me on Facebook. I'm DJ Biggs Orlando. That's B-I-G-G. That's two G's and an S. Okay. Right there. And if you're looking for a DJ, I got a DJ company, Ernie Biggs Entertainment. Come check me out. The website is ErnieBiggsEntertainment.com. I do them all, from weddings, sweet 16s. I do bar and bat mitzvahs. I do them all. I do everything.
All right. And last but not least is Ken G from NewToOrlando.com. And just to let you know, the Kenny G thing has been sanctioned by the official saxophone playing Kenny
okay.
G. We met at the Billboard Music Awards years ago, and he signed an autograph to me on my badge, my backstage badge. It says "To Kenny G from Kenny G." So actually, I got permission to use that without any conflict. So you don't have to get, you know, anything
from them. Legalities so there.
Right,
no
legalities. Can't even love you, can't even.
But as far as newtoorlando.com, one of the things that we're also looking to do is to collaborate with some local bloggers and people that are on the scene.
Yes, sir.
Because we're covering the whole region, and we want to keep it as authentic and as possible. So if you are a blogger in a particular area, Central Florida, you know, as far up as Daytona, as far south as Lakeland, if you're out towards Claremont to Cocoa Beach, anywhere within that whole radius, and you do the foodie thing, or you do the music thing, or you have something that you're doing that's covering hot and happening things in the community, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We may be looking to tag team with you on some stuff.
Sir, New to Orlando, y'all.
All right, cool. Yeah, Orlando. So check out newtoorlando.com. My boy Ken G has that documentary coming out. Once we find out what that is, we're going to let you know so you can search for that. Oh, I'm definitely going to see that. Hey, we might need to be in that.
Yeah, we might be able to. We got a couple of things to cover. We still got a couple of slots and topics that we want to wrap up. So
okay,
yeah,
cool. All right, cool. Well, so we're gonna wrap up this episode.
Get my teeth whitened.
Get your teeth whitened.
I'm gonna be on TV.
So stupid.
On the big screen.
So go ahead, Kenny. Introduce the classic hip hop joint that you've selected. That's how we wrap up Big Ho. What would that be?
That would be the Scenario Remix, Tribe Called Quest,
and Leaders of the New School.
Leaders of the New School.
NewToOrlando.com.
On Big Ho. Y'all take care. Until next time, we out. Peace.
Hey.
Here in 1992, we present the fabulous What's the Scenario Remix. Whereas there are 7 MCs, 6 which are in physical form, 1 which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of the...
Check the round, hope that answer get God effing.
Shit!
I lick buckshots, hood, madman. I rip up stages, lay down your weights. Sound wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip. I tear ass out the frame and grab my dick. I'm a rapper, sock a robot kid. I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly. So I shit on a penny. A baseball bat, a bastard. I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever. Cut those up crews. I'm deaf on a phono, my skills are pono. You say, oh no, you bitch ass homo. I bag up weights, electrifying. I'm prime time, I slaughter slime. I'm the greatest of all times. Sick ass brother, nasty ass nigga. I pump slugs in your face and jump an ass in the river. 2 tears in a bucket, fucking kick the can. Say what? I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip. Punching out hits like Gladys Knight in the pips. The 5-foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are whack, and that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll out the red carpet, cause I'm getting this. Vanilla Ice Platinum? That shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts, or your FQ2, and let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better off calling D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle fanatic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article done of hip-hop, and I won't stop. The 5-foot assassin has come to wreck no shot. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the time. Put on your dance and choose a song, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, enter new identity. Next one says something, call your boss and tell me. What does it take to check a technique?
Many styles, many styles.
Hostile heat brings burst the energy. Marlo in the dance is the new identity. 1-2 mic check, select for the roughneck set. 10-1 bet, I come correct. In my ciphers of blocks, I bring box to connect with knots. So I can throw dreadlocks. Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Kick it right then out, it wants it not. I would rock longer, but fear is fierce. So see Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah, make it moves, y'all.
Moves, y'all.
On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Just one of the L-O-N-S. And I drive for Quest.
East Coast to West.
Remix, mad kick. More than Metallica. Tall and before like the Battlestar Galactica. Stampin', stompin', rompin', Compton.
People all over the world.
I'm Compton.
black men's getting looped doing what they like. Eight black devils in the public eye. If you listen very close, I will tell you why. Put Fife, Milo, Dingo, and C. Brown. Shaheed, myself, and Bust the Bus Down. We'll commence to rock, so bring out the flocks. Interrogation for the knocking of the box. The boombox ruler controls the medulla. None come cooler, I went like Shula. So bust out the move as you start to pursue her. Intensify my non-blunt consumer. Typical booty,
well, it's only a rumor.
The mean is so deep that it starts brain tumors. He's the hood bigger from the midnight. Smoke them up later, if not then soon.
Hey, what we gon' do in 92? Even though we had fun in 91. When you flip my laser beam coming down, run up, no sound, leaving cracks in the ground. What's going on, my man? Goddamn, I know my brain is hurting. Listen up, bust the rhythm, we'll hit him, then I get him. Flip on him, shit on him, hit on him, then I will sit on him. Open up your mouth if they want the food to get through. Flip cold, cause I'm in the mood. Yeah, man, that's how it goes. Body get fucked up, blood coming out the nose. Give me your band-aid, what are you asking for? More, holy and sacred and pure. Adverse, exact, checking in the bust a new rap, rap. Bust the rhymes, or bust this written rap. Yeah, y'all, in 92, I'm packing my round spray. Anyway, take a link, drive for quest leaders of the new school. Mad time, I went still thick. Then my dragon, baby, stop whining. I see my influence still shattered. More crazy than 92, uh-oh, time to go. Yo, that's the scenario.